If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Magical Engineer Frank is ready, and I'm ready. We got a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about saving your brain. That noodle upstairs, the gray matter. Everything you think with, remember with, see with, actually. Eyes are neurological tissue. So we're going to talk about that, and we got a quack report, but it's brief, Frank. It's a brief quacker. So before we get all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I hope you're seeking the Lord's face, minding the time, because it grows short. Our devotional is here in Galatians 6. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's right. So endure until the end. Seek the Lord. Cleave to him, because he can protect you and help you through tough times, stressful times. We are in stressful times. So we need to seek his face. And don't forget, don't neglect to use good foods and herbs for wellness, as the Bible instructs us to do. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, first, last, and not least, Maui. Poor Maui, with all the fires. Their water system now, their drinking water is unsafe, according to their county authorities. Deadly chemicals are in the water. They often happen after a wildfire event. It's like in California and so forth. So the government in Hawaii says Brita home water filtering pitchers and other devices are inadequate to purify their toxic water. Even common filters attached to refrigerators and your sinks, even whole house water systems are unlikely to address the extreme contamination that is in the water system right now after the local fires. They said, quote, they will remove some of it, but levels will be acute and immediately toxic. So they say, this is Andrew Wheelton, Purdue University researcher, expert on water contamination after falling wildfires in urban areas. He says, yeah, that you got to really drink bottled water for a while because they got broken pipes and all kinds of things. So then you got backflow and that ain't good. So definitely they're going to have to, you know, drink some bottled water for a while. And let's pray for all those in Maui. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about our brain, you know, the gray matter up there, because we've talked about the human brain before and how much energy it uses, the electricity. What'd you say, Frank? All the big land grabs in Maui. Oh, right, Frank. I think it's the wealthy, right? Actually, I heard something earlier, and I'm not so sure it's true, but it could be that some wealthy people wanted to buy certain land in Maui, and they were turned down, and I've heard that the fires were a way to get the land. Did you hear that? They want to build resorts there, land developers. This is awful because people died. This is just very diabolical. Oh, there is a judgment, though. There is a judgment. Praise the Lord. Right? Right, Frank? They've been, what, doing this since the 60s. Hey, Frank used to live in Hawaii. Did you live in Maui? Was that where you lived? He lived in Hawaii. Oh, you did. Okay. I hear it's very pretty. I haven't been to Hawaii, so. But, yeah. I'm sorry that's happening to people out there. You know, you work all your life and you have a home and you're paying for it. And then someone comes along and says, yeah, we want to buy this and you don't want to sell. You know, that's old as the Bible. There's stories in the Bible where Jezebel and the king crafted a way to kill a Israelite to take his land because he had some sort of orchard or, some sort of land there that they wanted. So they crafted a very bad plan, and they killed him for it. And so, yeah, it's bad. You met your wife there? Oh, Frank, that's so romantic. My mom and dad met in Hawaii, too, so that was kind of cool. Oh, we have something in common. Yep. All righty. Well, getting back to our topic on our brain. So we talked about the human brain. We use a lot of energy. The electricity in this organ, we've talked about that and how it regenerates. But none of that's possible without healthy blood supplies going to the brain. So healthy blood is really not just about blood pressure. There is living tissue inside the blood, and a person's lifestyle often determines blood health. So we're going to be talking about how you can protect your brain. All right, so let's look at the life force, which is your blood. So the human blood is referred to the life force of the body. Even our Holy Scripture said life is in the blood in Leviticus chapter 17. So the whole body relies on blood to circulate to organs, the small capillaries. All your cells need blood supply of nutrition and oxygen. So blood delivers a lot of energy to our body, and the organs that require the most blood supply are basically liver, kidneys, brain, and the lungs. Now, of all the organs, the brain is the organ that consumes a good deal of the oxygen, about 18%. The liver uses 20%. So the brain uses the oxygen to help generate energy. So the blood is 51% water, and it also keeps the brain tissue hydrated. So a slight dip in 2% of hydration will cause cognitive dysfunction, such as lack of concentration, slow reaction time, mood changes, and memory issues. And also, your blood is pretty much your sanitation crew. Blood will also is part of your detoxification process and carries off waste material away so it can exit out of the body. So the blood supply, your living life force, brings life and takes away debris. Now, let's talk about the blood highway for a minute. So the arteries, your carotid and your vertebral arteries, help deliver blood supply to your body. So the carotid, located in front of your neck, carries 2/3 of the blood to your brain. The vertebral arteries, they're along the spine area, they carry blood to the back third of the brain. If you got an occlusion of the carotid artery, usually due to plaque or maybe a clot, well, this is the most common reason for a lack of blood flow to the brain. And if a clot is blocking blood flow, it usually causes an ischemic stroke. So without blood supply and oxygen, the brain cells die within just a few minutes. So this is where stroke people have a lot of problems because they've got brain cells they lost. Well, let's look at your brain because it's quite demanding on what it needs. So our brain is kind of a hungry organ. And your brain cells need twice the amount of energy your other cells require. So neuroendocrinologist Richard Wortman, he's of MIT, he reports that his research showed that the foods that we eat manipulate brain activity. So foods will influence the neurotransmitters, which chemically pass information from cell to cell. So your neurotransmitters are manufactured by nerve cells using nutrition from the foods you eat. For instance, when you drink milk containing tryptophan, it's an amino acid from protein, the body will make it into serotonin, which has this calming effect on the brain. So when you drink coffee, the body uses the triosine, an amino acid, to make a dopamine and norepinephrine, which makes the brain more alert and energetic. So the word triosine is from the Greek tri, meaning cheese, because it was first discovered in 1846 by a German chemist, Justus von Leutenberg. He identified that protein season from cheese, so that's where you get that term. And the other thing is, you know, proteins and foods and minerals affect brain. One way is iodine for the thyroid, which creates hormones, and then the hormones are picked up by the brain to make neurotransmitters, and they can help regulate your circadian sleep cycle, your breathing when you're sleeping, and also help you with, you know, things like insomnia and sleep apnea. So if you have a thyroid that's not doing that properly, that's why you have those problems. Well, let's look at some brain food. Science Daily did report on new research from the University of Georgia, in which research done at the Bioimaging Research Center demonstrated how the human brain reacts to compounds in the foods you eat. The research team, led by Stephen Miller, he's the director of psychology there, he found that when older adults eat certain foods and the brain reacts differently to them. So their test showed that when we eat, let's say, fruits and vegetables, they have the deep, vibrant colors to them, it helps boost our brain function. They also report that it is the carotenoid compounds in these foods that affect brain activity and is clearly visible on an MRI study. So the control group, they didn't eat any of these foods. It showed they had to use more brain energy to complete memory tasks. And two main carotenoid compounds that affect our brain the most are lutein and zeaxanthin. And these nutrients are often, you know, promoted to help prevent eye disease and vision loss, but they're also cognitive support nutrients. So lutein and xanthine, these supplements are often made from marigold flowers. So what they determine is that if you're low in these nutrients, you can still get cognitive tasks done, but it's going to require more brain power to maintain the cognitive focus and function. Now, according to their study results, the brain would go into overdrive to get a task completed if you were low in this nutrition. So scientists are now looking at such nutritional ways to buffer cognitive decline and also prolong the function of independence for the elderly. Research did get published in the Journal of International Neuropsychological Society. So if you're looking for that, it's there. One of the professors of the study, Stephen Miller, said this: there's a natural deterioration process that occurs in the brain as people age, but the brain is great at compensating for that, end of quote. Well, you know, you are what you eat, see. I don't know about you, but you may know somebody, elderly, over 65, maybe even older, that, you know, when they get older, you know, some of them just want to eat tea and toast, have tea and toast. And there's really not much nutrition in that. You know, you got to have some fruits and vegetables and things. So, you know, cognitive decline is going to be highly reflective about what you're eating. Well, let's look at some brain energy foods, because foods that contain triosine to make your brain more alert, you can eat foods like fish, chicken, pork, whole grains, oats, milk, cheese, and yogurt, avocados, bananas, legumes, beans, nuts like almonds, sesame seeds, and pumpkin to keep that brain really alert. Research is also looking at triosine to help fight diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, dementia, and also to address depression and symptoms associated with general stress. So these foods, unlike coffee, don't overstimulate your adrenal glands, so your brain requires a lot of energy throughout the day, and if we don't maintain the required energy, this causes mental stress and exhaustion. And many look to the fast fix of caffeine when they, you know, they want to exercise some alertness if they're experiencing some sluggishness of the brain, you know, mental sluggishness around 3 o'clock. But the assistance caffeine will give you is short-lived, causes a dramatic drop in energy in just a short time after. So I don't see caffeine as an alternative. I'm going to go over some foods that you can use to replace caffeine in just a minute. So some of the foods that you want to use may be necessary for energy of the brain if you don't want to do coffee, tea, or caffeinated sodas. Fruits and grains are a good substitute for that. They contain what are called long-chain sugar molecules that our body breaks down gradually, offering a time release of energy to your brain. So fruit with whole grain cereal with breakfast will offer an excellent source of long-term brain energy. Now, if for lunch, for instance, if you have a salad, much of the same energy in your fruits will offer to the brain. Add maybe some hard-boiled egg to the salad to for extra protein there. The egg yolk contains choline, and it provides brain power. It's a booster to the brain, a little boost of power. Also, it speeds up your signals in the nerve cells in the brain, so a little egg there is not bad. Beverages that you may be consuming could be like green tea. It helps relax the brain and reduce stress
hormones, and also increases your mental alertness with that. It has a little caffeine, but not a lot. Also, grapefruit juice has the same effect as green tea on the brain as other fruit or vegetable juices do. So what about some high-power brain food, you know? Well, you're going to do that crossword puzzle. You want some power, yeah? Well, there is a list of foods that supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. So on the list are fruits and nuts. According to Dr. James Penland, the Department of Agriculture, Human Nutritional Research Center, he said fruits and nuts contain boron, a mineral, which stimulates the electrical activity of the brain. So if you are low on this trace mineral, your brain will operate on a lower capacity, not produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be as alert and you'll feel a little drowsy. Apparently, our brains are sugar sensitive to even the slightest change in your diet on a depletion of just 3 milligrams of trace minerals. So, you know, that's why if you go to eat fast food and you feel like you've had to take a siesta afterwards, it's all those carbs and stuff. So you're going to find boron in nuts and seeds. Just an ounce of peanuts will give you 3 milligrams of boron. Legumes, peaches, apples, pears, grapes, leafy vegetables, broccoli, and some herbs also have wonderful boron, like horsetail, comfrey, lobelia, always have boron in it. All right, let's look at some memory problem solving here. So if your brain depends on certain nutrition to help you recall information and to solve a problem, well, you better have some of that nutrition. Some of the necessary nutrition is going to be thiamine, riboflavin, beta-carotene, and iron. So organic sources of this nutrition would be superior to, let's say, synthetic supplements. So thiamine is real important to your nerve endings in the brain, and you're going to find thiamine in wheat germ, bran, nuts, and meat. The riboflavin is your memory nutrient, and you're going to find that in almonds, milk, beet greens, herring, and chicken, as well as avocados. Now, you're also going to need some beta-carotene for cognitive thinking, and you're going to find that in your deep green leafy vegetables, your yellow and orange fruits and vegetables. So that old saying, you know, make your plate a rainbow, well, that's pretty accurate. Now, your brain waves need iron to function properly. So you're going to find some iron in green vegetables, meats, soybeans, but most of those are GM, so I wouldn't touch that. Tofu, oatmeal, lentils, and chicken. So iron is going to be really important. Iron helps your red blood cells hold on to oxygen properly to deliver to the cells and to your brain and so forth. So iron's a big deal. Beetroot has a lot of iron, a lot of minerals in it. I like beetroot. It actually can rebuild a blood system in a day. So if you got imbalances, beetroot's great. Well, let's look at some herbal brain foods for a little bit here, because there are some medicinal herbs that can also assist you that have the boron, the magnesium, that has, you know, all those wonderful herbs and foods we just talked about. So don't underestimate the power you have by using God's foods and herbs in making healthy blood and assisting your brain. So you're going to find lots of boron in a product called calcium formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. It's a liquid. You're going to find carotenoid compounds in their body foundation food mix and also in their brain concentrate formula. Well, if you want to get more oxygen-rich blood to the brain, that formula is it. And don't forget the natural vitamin C and zinc in a lot of your immune support herbs that do help also. And they have a bunch of formulas on the immune system side. So you can power up your brain with some whole food, clean organic foods, and some herbs. Strengthen and protect your cognitive function. That's how you do it. I'd rather do that than wait for a problem and then I'm disabled or I'm on drugs and stuff like that. So I'd give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free product catalog they can send you in the mail. That number is 866 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. You will also get a receipt if you're ordering that on their website at thepowerherbs.com with a download option. So if you want to download the catalog, you can do that, but you'll automatically get a hard copy mailed to you. So that's free. Thepowerherbs.com has a new website up. So as of today, fully functioning. So if you want to check that out and give us your feedback, that's great. They have some coupons online. If you want to order on the website and use their coupons, you can order by phone as well or through the mail using the order form. So you've got options there, and you got tools, and you got information, and my people do not perish for lack of knowledge if you have knowledge. And if it comes from Scripture, it's even better, right? So when God says, ooh, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, well, that means good, clean foods, herbs and spices are how we maintain our health. That's how we maintain. It's not through toxic drugs and chemicals. It's through lifestyle. Lifestyle's important. We weren't expected. We weren't designed in the image of God to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. And I have said over and over again, you know, when they have these drug shortages and you're on metabolic drugs for life, you're going to be in a world of hurt if you can't get any. Big problem. So now would be the time to look at how you can help yourself, strengthen your metabolic functions, and not be reliant on any of that. There's a way to do it. If you're looking for those ways, God's going to show you how to get it done. Yeah, because, you know, he always respects the effort. He does. You just pray, ask him, he'll show you the way. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, though, can give you some information. They have a free catalog. Definitely check that out and see how empowered you can be. They do have online newsletters as well if you want to get healthy information each week, and it's absolutely free in your email. You just go to thepowerherbs.com and go to the books and newsletters area and sign up for free there. But I can see by the clock we got to take a little break, but we got more health news on the other side. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Whole Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Alrighty, Frank. Thank you so much for taking us back to the 70s. Alright, we're going to talk about a little bit of fungus here. Because it's interesting, we were just talking about the brain. Sometimes fungus can affect our brain. Medical research at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, they discovered some sort of link between digestive fungi and dementia. Parkinson's is in here, and I think this is interesting. They proclaim that the Mediterranean diet can prohibit this kind of phenomenon, so no doubt that a healthy diet can prohibit many internal medicine disorders, and medicinal herbs can also help reestablish some digestive balance if you need it. So the plagues of the Bible mention the sickness associated with mildew or fungus, and science has many research studies linking cancer and other diseases to fungus. So if we consider ancient Israel and their path away from God, it encompassed, you know, eating strange foods. And this in itself can also cause a metabolic shift and affect our health. So U.S. statistics are reporting that there are like 5 million in various age groups with cognitive dementia with various kinds. So we're going to check this out and see what kind of results happen. This is a study, a particular study. It got published in the Journal of Biomedicine, and it was very revealing on how much power people have over their health when they're selecting foods that they eat. And it really is a testament to how, you know, much we can accomplish with just foods compared to what scientific medicine has to offer. Here is a quote from the study. This is Harem Yadav, he's a professor of molecule medicine, Wake Forest School of Medicine. He says, our study reveals that unique fungi co-living with bacteria in the gut can be healed with a Mediterranean diet. He said healed, Frank. Amazing. You have that power out there right now. So what this study is showing is that people with cognitive malfunction and even Alzheimer's can improve their health within just 6 weeks. So what the diet can do is help accomplish a balance of gut flora and thereby influence the Alzheimer markers in the spinal fluid and in the gut. Professor Yadav says, although we do not fully understand how these fungi contribute to Alzheimer's disease, this is the first study to reveal the association and influence over mental health. And we hope to ignite thinking in the scientific community to develop better thinking and understanding in relation to cognitive issues. So we got an expensive healthcare system, and modern medicine, with all its gadgets and studies, may not be the best resource to recover from a health problem. We have to maybe look at options. Now, symptom management is the best you can hope for in the halls of modern medicine. Cures are kind of rare because the drug companies are the ones that are kind of the driving force behind our healthcare, and they want to sell lots of drugs. And if you get better, they won't sell you lots of drugs. So there you go. So doctors, they go to medical school. They're really taught to prescribe, and the drug companies own pretty much a majority of the healthcare system. They influence it greatly. So we are also seeing with the recent COVID situation, the media and the popular opinion can really retire physicians from practice if they're not, you know, in lockstep with the story. So if you have a physicians that say, hey, you know what, I think we can get rid of this if we just do this and it's all natural. Well, that's not how the industry is working, is it? So they can lose their license. Well, see, the average cost of a dementia patient is $174,000. And the Alzheimer's is the third most expensive disease, followed by sepsis and cancer. The U.S. government spends more than $350 million on cognitive disease research every year. Decades of expensive research have really not led to a cure, but only to drug management therapies. So medicine bundles premature dementia, senility, and Alzheimer's all together into one category, and also just like they're bundling COVID into pneumonia, bronchitis, influenza, emphysema, and COPD. So the result is you produce an urgency and millions of dollars in research and treatments, but how effective is it? So what the Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center study is revealing is that dementia patients are poisoned either from inside or outside. So these toxins are not released from the body, causing accumulative effects. Any of the brain-related issues are really stemming from systemic poison. So brain toxemia, which is usually mental toxins, and if you have any kind of heavy metals in the system, that could be it. Depression is also a factor. Emotional and mental health problems can arise, as well as nervous system breakdowns, I guess is a word, bipolar disorders, schizophrenia, and senility. So a few examples of toxins that can accumulate as chemicals and heavy metals, like fluorides, antacids, aluminum, and mercury. So you're going to find aluminum and mercury in vaccines. Aluminum is your adjuvants. Mercury is your thimerosal, supposedly to stabilize the serum. So it's an amazing thing, really, that medical science has accomplished all this and convinced dementia patients and their families that their disease is incurable. And once you realize that there is no such thing as Alzheimer's and it's really just an overload of trapped toxins, well, you can reverse the condition yourself. So the problem is that physicians are not taught how to heal their patients. And even if they had an inkling of how to go about that, they would risk their license in exercising that option because it cuts into the drug company's profits. So the drug company lobbyists own Congress, legislators, state licensing boards, doctors' licenses. So doctors who kind of step out of line, speak the truth, and offer help can either be fired or lose their license. So a majority of physicians aren't speaking the truth. Only a minority might speak the truth. So the key to most internal medicine diseases is remove your toxins and put nutrition in your body. Cleanse, nourish, cleanse, nourish. I saw this early on in herbal school. I said, whoa, best kept secret, how to avoid the pitfalls of internal medicine disorders. So we are conditioned to just run to the doctor, and they will prescribe some more toxic drugs to promote more illnesses long term. Detoxifying stopping whatever is in your lifestyle that it is poisoning you, well, that needs to happen. And sadly, people are in lifestyle ruts and would rather put their life in the hands of the drug companies and their white coats than to clean up their diet and work harder at getting better. Now, addressing a serious health issue will take months, maybe even over a year to correct, but it's going to be fulfilling. It's going to be stabilizing. It's going to be long term. So it took years for your body to get sick and to break down under toxic strain and your symptoms to manifest. So, you know, you owe it to yourself to give yourself at least a year to correct it. So we've lost our way. We've lost our perspective. We've lost our perspective over the power we have over our health that we can execute ourselves. And we pretty much just turned it over to drug companies, making profit off our loss, you know, just managing your illness, not curing it. So here's what toxins will do. Well, toxins will trap more toxins in. So they'll clog the glands and your detox systems. Toxins will corrupt cells. They'll disrupt metabolic functions, including cognitive function in your brain and your immune system. They'll interfere with reproduction. They'll stagnate your blood plasma. They'll block absorption of nutrients. And they'll stunt your growth and promote all kinds of internal medicine disease. That's what toxins do. And there's a lot of drug therapy out there that will actually give you symptoms of dementia. With a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, there's other health problems that tend to also crop up, like vision problems, sleep problems, like sleep apnea, insulin issues. So patients with diabetes and sleep apnea have a greater risk of Alzheimer's, according to medical science. And drugs can promote dementia, and science is aware of it. Trap toxins and adding more toxic drug substances will compound the problem. Here is a quote from Noel Campbell, who's a pharmacist. He says, "We found that taking one anticholinergic drug significantly increased the risk of developing cognitive impairment. So taking two of these drugs doubles your risk. This is a very significant, already known risk in the American population." End of quote. The brain can just take so much toxicity, right? And the body can just take so much toxicity. I'm amazed we still have a human population on this planet, Frank, with all the toxicity we have. So let's look at this drug-induced dementia. So in a vast majority of cases, your pain medicines can cause long-term damage to your brain, and other products also can cause similar damage are going to be insomnia medications, cardiovascular drugs, allergy medicines, and drugs for incontinence. So these would be a class of drugs known as anticholinergics, and they block the acetylcholine, which is a brain neurotransmitter. Not good. According to Maliz Bonastani, he's a medical doctor at IU School of Medicine, he says, simply put, we're confirmed that anticholinergics can cause or worsen cognitive impairment, which involves gradual memory loss. So common drugs that Americans are taking fairly regularly are kind of destroying their brain cells. And here they are. Benadryl. How many people give them to dogs as a sedative for travel? Think about your pets. Benadryl, Dramamine, motion sickness drug, Excedrin PM, Nitol sleep aid, Somanex sleep aid, Tylenol PM sleep aid, Unisom sleep aid. Not good for your brain. Paxil for depression, obsessive compulsive disorders, Detrol, overactive bladder or urgency drug, Demerol for pain and sleep, and Paxil, I already mentioned Paxil. So These things can give you dementia. So this is just really the tip of the iceberg, though. Drugs for antiarrhythmia, antihistamines, antispasmodic drugs, anti-Parkinson's medicines for muscle relaxants, and tricyclic antidepressant drugs, all on the list. But if you want a more detailed list, you can go to virginiageriatrics.org and look up the list there. So your drug therapy can give you symptoms of dementia. So the side effects of your anticholinergic drugs offer and some other cognitive impairment. They include dry mouth and a dry nose, lack of sweat, constipation, dizziness, drowsiness, unsteady on your feet, which you may fall and break a hip, headache, difficulty urination, visual impairment, glaucoma is listed, disorientation, difficulty swallowing, delirium, fatigue, high blood pressure, breathing difficulties, convulsions, behavior changes, hallucinations, severe muscle weakness, and skin problems and slurred speech. That's what those drugs can do. And I spoke to several people over the years. I have a family member that's getting older, but they've been diagnosed with, you know, dementia. And they're like, what are we going to do? You know, how are we going to do this? My husband works. I work. I've got kids in high school. How am I going to do this? Well, look at their drug therapy. See if you can take them off some of that stuff and watch the dementia go. I've heard them, they can reverse it just by taking the people off the drug. Now, based on Alzheimer's Association MAP, the drug-induced factor for dementia, we may conclude that certain areas of the country may be more disposed to depression, other areas may be more disposed to severe allergies, and the people that are taking these drugs for those conditions are destroying brain cells, causing cognitive problems. So we can also ascertain that people with sleep, vision, heart, and insulin problems are on medications that are also promoting their cognitive decline. Women also seem to be more prone to anxiety, and those medications also promote dementia. So Hippocrates said, food is your medicine. Totally true. So if we get on the right foods, maybe some medicinal herbs to get us strong in certain areas, get us over the hump, we can sidestep a lot of these problems. These lifelong, expensive, heart-rendering problems. So we're just not a healthy nation at all. We have a sick care system that doesn't promote us to have wellness and to be in charge of it. So how much will you pay for medications when they're really being, they're really in short supply and they're being rationed? How much will you pay if you're normally paying $50 for a bottle of something? Will you pay $500 when they're being rationed? Can you pay $500? Maybe you can't pay $500. Then what you going to do? I think people need to be proactive. I think people need to get off the stick and learn some things that will protect them from being hijacked by drug companies. So if you're looking for help with sleeping, let's say you have insomnia, you have sleep apnea. Rutgers University did a study and said your thyroid's not getting enough iodine. That's why you're not producing the hormones for neurotransmitters to regulate sleeping and breathing when you're sleeping. So iodine, a mineral, again, we're back to the nutrition, and a lack of minerals is promoting a lot of internal medicine issues. So you've got iodine naturally. Black walnut has a natural source of iodine. Yeah. Non-toxic. Doesn't cause side effects. All right. So be aware, though, if you have a thyroid that's producing low hormones, you may be more sensitive to iodine, so you might want to check that out with an endocrinologist or maybe a naturopath to see if maybe that herb should be used or not. But you want to improve sleep. You want to, you know, have control over your emotions. Avoid depression, panic attacks. I like to use some natural herbs that have high vitamin B's in them and help the nervous system. And I like to use valerian root to calm an overactive nervous system if you're kind of anxious. So I'm sidestepping a lot of sensitive side effects and, you know, other damage that prescription drugs are doing when I'm using alternatives. So I hope you'll learn how you can do that. If you're wanting to get more information on this stuff, hey, the newsletters from Apothecary Herbs, they're delivered by email. They're free. All you got to do is submit an email address on their website at thepowerherbs.com. Sign up there. You know, get a free catalog and see what they have to offer. See the tools and learn about them. One of the best things about Apothecary Herbs, they send you info sheets on products and how to use them. So you'll see how easy it is to tap into the medicinal plants God's left us all for wellness. Herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. You see this from Genesis to Revelation. It's encouraging that we have an alternative, a powerful one, a safe one, one that was designed for the human body. That's right, by God, nutrition-wise. Okay, so we got a few minutes. If you want to check out thepowerherbs.com, do so, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. The folks at Apothecary Herbs will definitely send you a catalog if you request one. All right, we're going to talk about a special root here, and we're going to talk about licorice. We have 14 species of licorice, and 10 of them are known as a sort of a sweet licorice. European children were often chewing on sweet licorice as a sweet treat. Licorice is derived from a root family known as the Rhiza root family. And it was the Romans who coined the name liquida, which evolved into licorice. So licorice is a member of the Rhiza pea family, and partial to the warmer climates of Greece and Turkey, Asia Minor. Has been used for centuries, has a lot of rich minerals in it, and it's typically harvested in the fall when all the nutrition goes back to the root. So the ancient Greeks, the Chinese, the Romans, the Babylonians, the Hindus, they all used licorice. Hippocrates, even Culpepper, all these famous herbalists and naturopaths, they used licorice. Great quantities of dried licorice were found in King Tut's tomb and other Egyptian rulers. So the Egyptians believed in licorice. They used to make a sweet drink out of it. It provided, it helped cool them off in a hot climate because of the minerals in it. The Greeks and the Romans were also famous for licorice tonics. They used it for colds and coughs and sore throats. And the Hindus used it in a beverage also, along with milk and sugar. It helped, they said, improve sexual vigor. Then China, they still believe that if you eat licorice root, it gives you strength and endurance. The Chinese herbalists there used licorice to help balance the action of other herbs. And the Korean herbalists used licorice with Asian ginsengs as an oral contraceptive for women. The American folk medicine, well, they use licorice for coughs, as an expectorant, as a laxative, and also to help treat cancer. The 19th century American herbalist used licorice to balance female hormones and to treat hysteria. And pharmacists preferred to use licorice as a flavoring for medicines and in lozenges. Well, today extracts of licorice are used to flavor beverages as a sweetener. They use it for diabetic products and if you suffer from hypoglycemia. So lots of clinical trials, though, on licorice. They're looking for new ways to use licorice for gastric ulcers, for asthma, hepatitis, malaria, diabetes, and dermatitis. Now, pharmacists will use licorice extract. They'll do two things. They'll mask the bitter taste of medicine with it and improve the absorption rate of many drugs with it. So that's what they use it for. So this is why Chinese would use licorice to harmonize the action of some herbs. So you're going to find licorice as an ingredient in a lot of over-the-counter products like cough syrups, cough drops, laxatives, tonics, anti-smoking lozenges, etc. German researchers and the Germany Commission, they approved the use of licorice for colds and flus. 1946, Dutch pharmacists also noticed that if you're suffering from ulcers, they found licorice relieves the ulcers. So the Dutch were using it. It's also in their medical journals that got published on licorice. British medical journals, Lancet and the Journal of American Medical Association, also published studies using concentrated glycemic form acids of licorice to treat ulcers and also in animals and humans, but the study reported fluid retention in ankles, which would raise blood pressure. So licorice, though, does have some beautiful uses. You can grow your own if you want to grow your own, but it helps. We've used it many, many times to help with female cycle balancing. It's excellent for that. So you're going to find licorice in some of the female formulas the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. So you go to thepowerherbs.com and click on for women, and you can see the formulas there. There's one for menopause and cycle balancing and fertility. So thepowerherbs.com, you can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And, of course, check out the new website at thepowerherbs.com. Let us know what you think. Give us some feedback. Hopefully you can find things a little easier. They've pared down categories, so it's easier to find things, I think. And it's just streamlined a bit. So thepowerherbs.com, and get a free product catalog. Don't forget to pick one of those up. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.
The political, religious, and medical views presented on various